Well, I've been to the river, I've been baptized, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was, and redeemed is now my name.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate that. What a great blessing that is. Let's take the Word of God this morning, and we will go to Psalm chapter number 23. Psalm chapter number 23. Once again, thank you for being here today, and I cannot tell you how glad I am to see you. I know many of you said, Pastor, we've seen you every week, you know, and well, that's fine, but I'm glad to get to see you now. And I've been praying for you, and we have missed this time. You know, none of us would have ever imagined that we would have had a time like this in our country. I don't think any of us would have imagined that. But God has brought us to this place, and as I preached many weeks ago, He's going to lead us through. And we can trust Him for that, and we can depend upon Him. Now, this morning, I want to continue this series of the Shepherd's Psalm, as we would call it. This is really a psalm of life, and it's a psalm that we need for every day of our lives. And I have loved studying this and preaching on it. And today, as we come to Psalm chapter 23, I want to bring you this message entitled, The Shepherd Brings Us to His Table. Now, you know, it's ironic that during a time like this, all the restaurants have been closed. And many of us have done carry out. How many has done lots of carry out? Would you raise your hand? How many has gone through many drive-thrus? Would you raise your hand? Yes. It's just been a different dynamic in our country. And, you know, it's going to be wonderful to be able to sit down at a table with your family or friends at a restaurant, because the table speaks of something. It speaks of friendship. It speaks of communion. I know in our own personal home, there's nothing more precious and nothing more special to me and my wife especially than for us as a family to be able to sit down together. I know this Mother's Day, which was last week, we did not expect to have our daughter home, but because of the different things, we were all together. That was very special. We sat down at the table and we shared a meal together. The table was set. The table was prepared for us. And the table allowed us to have fellowship and communion. You know that our heavenly shepherd prepares a table for each and every one of us. I want to talk to you this morning about how the shepherd brings us to his table. Think of that thought. We are at the table with Jesus, and he has prepared the table for us. He's prepared the table in love, in kindness, and grace. Why? Because he wants us to be at his table. Let's read Psalm 23 together. You follow along quietly as I'm reading it together. Psalm 23 and verse number 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Would you go back to verse number 5 where the Bible says, Thou preparest a table before me, notice this, in the presence of mine enemies. The shepherd brings us to his table. Now, there is one thing that I've seen about Psalm chapter 23, and it's nice to walk around, by the way, and I've been chained to that pulpit right there, all right? And but in Psalm 23, we notice something about the shepherd. And by the way, this whole chapter speaks of the shepherd's love and his care for his sheep. He loves his sheep. He cares for his sheep. And folks, this is a psalm that we must take personally. This is a psalm that God wants you to take. You can put your name there if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Lord is my shepherd. I can say the Lord is Aaron's shepherd. I shall not want. There's nothing that I will lack because he is my shepherd. Think of this psalm today. And as we think of the thought that the shepherd brings us to his table, I remember growing up in my home that my mom, through different times, my mom always loved to prepare the table. Now, for instance, let's think of Thanksgiving Day. My mom would start working on Thanksgiving meal, you know, days before, making pies and making all kinds of things like that. Every Thanksgiving morning, I would wake up to the smell of turkey and ham and deviled eggs and all of that. I'm trying to make you hungry here for a little bit. But, well, I'd wake up to that. You know something? When it was time to eat together, the table was set. We would say, the table has been spread for you. Come and sit down and enjoy the meal together. But it was a time to talk. It was a time of laughter. It was a time, now I know you think this is crazy, but my dad, he began this tradition, I think long before there was ever a Lambert's, the home of the throwed roll, you know. But my dad would throw rolls at the table, you know. And he would try to throw them over the chandelier and different things like that. It was just a great part of our meal. My mom really liked it, you know. And I'm joking there. But I'd say, hey, Dad, throw me another roll. I didn't need one. I just wanted him to throw me one, you know. But at the table, it was set. It was spread for us. It was a time of communion and fellowship. Well, our shepherd brings us to his table. Years ago, I heard the story of a couple of boys that were very, very poor. Boys that did not know what it was to eat meat often in their home. Well, they were giving a special vacation by a friend to go to the country. Now, these were young boys. And they were to go to the country and they were going to be there on a farm. They had never been on a farm before. They lived in the city, very poor home life and not a lot of food to eat. And they noticed that when they got there, it was time for dinner time. And there the table was spread. Boy, there was all kinds of things, corn and there was biscuits and boy, there was steak on the table. They thought that that was just something special because they had come to the country. And they sat there and they enjoyed eating that meal. The next morning they woke up And there once again, the table was spread for them, bacon and eggs. There was meat once again at the table. Lunchtime, there was meat at the table. Dinner time, there was meat at the table. The boys were overwhelmed because they had never seen a table spread like that. That night, as they were going to bed, their tummies were full like they had never been full before. They had eaten like they had never eaten before. And the youngest one, about 7 years of age, looked at his brother and he said, "Jim, it's been such a good day. I've eaten like I've never eaten before. And Jim, if they serve another meal in the middle of the night, make sure to wake me," you know? You know, the truth is, that's kind of like what our heavenly shepherd does for us. He provides us everything that we need at His table. At His table, there is no scrapping of anything. At His table, there is plenty for anyone. He is the shepherd of plenty. He is the shepherd who fills our souls. He wants you to come to His table. Let me say this to you. Just because you're a child of God does not mean that you go to the table. You can refuse to go to the shepherd's table. Today, when we get home, my wife has already had stuff cooking right now. It's in the crock pot at home. We walk in the door, we can smell it. It's good stuff, you know? But you know something? I could say, "Honey, I'm sorry, I'm not going to come to the table." But you know what it would do? It would hurt my wife. It would hurt my children. It would no doubt, "What's wrong with Dad? Doesn't he want to come to the table?" I could even say, "I'm not hungry." But you know something? The table is a place for fellowship. It is a place for communion. It is a place where it is prepared. And God has a table for each and every one of us. But you can miss going to the table. You can refuse going to the table. This morning, I want you to see the shepherd brings us to His table. Number one, would you notice some very important things as we think about our shepherd? Number one, we notice as He brings us to His table, we see number one, the shepherd's anticipation. Do you know that the shepherd has anticipated what you and I need for every day of our lives, and He's already prepared a table for that day in your life? Do you know that nothing takes our shepherd by surprise? He's already anticipated it. And by the way, for instance, I'm going to go back to this illustration. To get home today, my wife has anticipated. She's expecting us to come home and we're going to sit down at a table. But it would be pretty bad if we walked in the door and my wife said, "Well, I just didn't think nobody would want to eat today." You know, we have teenagers in our home. That's not true of any moment of the day, you know. You know something? My wife has anticipated. She knows that we're going to be hungry. She has anticipated the fellowship and the communion together. But our shepherd has anticipated what you and I need day by day. Now let's think about the shepherd. We understand that the Lord Jesus here, He is our heavenly shepherd. In fact, in John chapter 10, He is known as the good shepherd that giveth His life for the sheep. He is the chief shepherd. He is the great shepherd. Our Savior is our shepherd. And the Bible says that we are like sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. But we think about the shepherd. What is this setting a table? I mean, we know that He does not set a table for the sheep to come and sit at the table. That's not what it's talking about. David was a shepherd. And when David is saying, "Thou preparest a table before me, in the presence of my enemies," David is using an analogy of what he used to do as a shepherd. And we understand that the shepherd always goes before the sheep. The shepherd knows where he is going to take the sheep day by day. And so very often, the shepherd is preparing a grassland area that many shepherds would call a table. It's a flat area that it is full of grass. And the shepherd is going there, making preparations to take his sheep there for food and rest and water. So what does he do? Well, the shepherd spies out this land. He knows where he's going to take them. He goes there and he removes any poisonous plants. Now, when David was a shepherd, and no doubt in his early age, it was in an area called Palestine. And David knew exactly what a poisonous plant looked like. David would take his shepherd's staff and David would root out those poisonous plants. Why? Because he loves his sheep. He doesn't want his sheep to come and eat any of those poisonous plants. That's one thing that the shepherd does. Another thing the shepherd does, he goes around and he looks for any poisonous snakes. In Palestine, oftentimes snakes would bury holes in the ground. And when the sheep would come along and they would nibble with their nose, and you know, sheep have no sense of direction, and they would just nibble around and nibble here, and the snake would be so close and would bite the sheep and would kill the little sheep. Well, the shepherd is looking for those holes. He's looking for signs of snake. He's going to kill the snake. He's going to destroy the snake. He's going to take care of it. Why? Because he's bringing his sheep there. He looks around at maybe some caverns and some caves. If he sees signs of bears or maybe some type of cougar or maybe any type of animal, he's going to hunt out that animal. He's going to kill that animal. You know why? Because he is preparing a table for his sheep. He is doing everything. And by the way, many shepherds have been known to take minerals and to put them near the ground where the sheep are going. He is looking. He is spying it out. That's why the Bible says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." You know something? Those sheep would never rest. They would never eat. They would never lie down in the green pastures unless they know that the shepherd has already been before them. So number one, we notice the shepherd's anticipation. Can I say this to you today? Your shepherd has already anticipated every trial that you will go through in your life. And he's already made a table for that trial. He's prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Sometimes we enter into things that we think, boy, this is a surprise to me, but it was no surprise to God. You know, we've gone through this time of this COVID-19, unlike anything any of us have ever seen. And you know, it is a difficult time. It's a time of loneliness, I think, for a lot of people. It's a time, no doubt, of trial. People have lost their jobs and their income has been less. Lots of different things to deal with. But may I say to you that the shepherd has already prepared a table for every day that you and I live, and every trial and every heartache. There's a table that is prepared in the presence of our enemies. In fact, let's take our Bibles and would you go to Isaiah chapter number 41. You're there in the book of Psalms. Would you turn to the right in Isaiah chapter 41. Folks, just as the shepherds must go before their sheep to prepare the grassy tableland, our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus, he goes before us to prepare a table spread with good things to satisfy us and to protect us from our enemies. By the way, we all have enemies here. The world is our enemy. That's what the Bible teaches us. The devil is our enemy. He's as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. But my own flesh is my enemy. Do you understand that the Lord, our shepherd, he is not just casually looking after our lives. He goes before us. He anticipates what we need day by day. He's already been in the future. He's prepared a table for us to fill us, to satisfy us. And by the way, there is only so much that you and I can do for ourselves. There are blessings. There are a soul satisfaction that only Jesus can fill us with. Folks, by the way, you know, many of you, you've had to be at home during this time and watch the services. And you've been so kind and gracious to me during that time and sending me messages saying, "Pastor, what a blessing. Thank you for that." But you know something? There was something missing, was there not? The fellowship of God's people, being together. God made us to be creatures that we need one another. There's something that no one else can provide for us. And folks, may I say to you that God anticipates what you and I need. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. That anticipates God's care for you and me. Now I want you to look in Isaiah 41 and let's begin in verse number 17. Notice what the Bible says. It says, "When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir trees and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. You know what Isaiah was saying? God, our shepherd, he goes in the wilderness and he plants the trees that we will need. He's already going to open up the ground and give us water to drink. The analogy is that the shepherd's anticipation is his constant care for you and me. Let me say this. God does not allow anything in life really to take us by surprise. We may say, boy, I didn't expect this, but God expected it. And God anticipated it. And God knew what we would need. He prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Now, let me say this. You know, there's been many times that I haven't gone to the table. Oh, I should have gone to God's table. I could have had rest at the table. I could have had the fullness of my heart being in His presence and meditating in His Word and spending that time in prayer. But I didn't go to the table. You know what I did? I tried to provide for my own. Oh, listen, the sheep cannot provide for their own. You know something? It is the responsibility of the shepherd to prepare a table for the sheep. They cannot prepare the table. They cannot provide what they need on their own. The shepherd must do that. Oh, folks, God anticipates. You know that no child of God could ever ask for anything of which God has not already foreseen in his or her life. Now, we may think, well, Pastor, why should we pray? Because God commands us, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God knows about it. We don't know about it. He has already foresaw what you and I are going to need day by day. So the shepherd's anticipation. You know, the table is spread even before the hunger ever comes. Now think about that. You know, so the table is spread. When I go home today, we're going to be hungry. I can promise you. My children are hungry now. You know, there's no doubt about it. But you know, the table is spread. It's already taken care of. Before we were hungry, my wife is going to spread the table. And that's what God does for you and me. That's why we must trust Him. That's why we can draw nigh to Him. That's why we can depend upon Him. That's why we can commit our lives into His care, because He's already prepared a table for me and you tomorrow and the rest of our lives. He is the shepherd who anticipates what we need. God may be doing something right now today that you're going to need a month from now. God may be doing something in your life and heart. He may be preparing a table for you for next year. He is our shepherd watching over us, going before us. He's removing those poisonous plants. He is looking over the area. He loves us and cares for us. Now let's think in the Bible about how God did this for His family, His children. Think about the children of Israel. Let's think about them in the wilderness. Do you know that God furnished a table for His people? In fact, would you go to Psalm chapter number 78? I didn't intend to take you to this, but I want to show you this in Psalm chapter 78. Notice what the Bible says about God furnishing a table for His people. I'm reminded that a table is a place of communion and fellowship. Think of it. It's anticipation. It's pretty precious. And God anticipates because He wants to be near us. And He wants to show us His love. Psalm chapter 78, think about the children of Israel in the wilderness. Did they lack anything? No. What about the shoes on their feet? No. What about food? God gave them food. What about the water? God gave them water. What about the cloud to overshadow them during the day, and the sun and that bright light? That fire to lead them by night and the cloud by day. Everywhere they were going, God prepared a table. Psalm chapter 78. Would you notice what it says in verse number 19? Notice what it says here. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Look in verse 20. Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Folks, today, I want to ask you this question. Do you question whether God can provide a table for you? Do we wonder, is the Lord going to lead me tomorrow? Is God going to provide for me next week? Is God going to meet my need next month? Listen, we are doing what the children of Israel do. When we question the care and the goodness of God, they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? God did. And folks, God furnishes us a table in our trials. He furnishes a table in our heartaches. He furnishes a table for us in every facet of life. We are not left alone. We are not left without food and sustenance from our God. He is our shepherd who anticipates. The shepherd's anticipation. Think about David. David who wrote Psalm 23. Why could David say, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies? You know what? David knew what it was like to be hunted like a wild animal. David knew what it was like when Saul hunted after him. And yet David found, even when Saul was trying to find him and kill him, God provided a table. God brought people along to help David. God brought safety to David. God brought sustenance to David, even in the midst of Saul trying to hunt him. God prepared a table before David. Think of no doubt Elijah. Now I want you to think about Elijah just for a moment. We might be a little critical of Elijah. We might say, well, Elijah, he ran from a woman. I mean, look at Elijah. Look at him there. Look at him sitting under that juniper tree. And by the way, his faith was not where it needed to be. But do you know that God, in spite of Elijah's lack of faith, God prepared a table? You remember what happened there is he's under that juniper tree. And when he awoke, an angel had brought a baked cake and a cruse of water to Elijah. Because you know what God did? God prepared a table. He furnished a table for Elijah. Folks, no matter where you're at in your Christian life, you may be like Elijah under your own juniper tree this morning. You may be like David, hunted by your past or hunted by things in your life. May I tell you, God has promised that he's anticipated what you and I will ever go through. And the shepherd's anticipation as he prepares a table. You know what that wants me, creates within me? I want to draw near to my shepherd. I want to be close to him. Why? Because he has everything that we need day by day. Think about Daniel. You know what? Daniel was just a lad. He was carried into captivity, yet Daniel believed in his God, and he trusted his God. And in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says, Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat. Now, I want you to think about this just for a moment. Do you know that that was a great test for Daniel? You know what Daniel, in essence, was saying? I don't need what the king has provided at his table. I need what my king, my Jehovah king, has provided at my table. You know, folks, can I share this with you? Listen, the world has a table for you, but it will never satisfy you. The flesh has a table, but it will never satisfy you. In a sense, Daniel was saying, I have purposed in my heart that my God, my shepherd, has everything prepared for me. I don't need the king's meat. This is against God. And you know what Daniel was saying in essence? He was saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't need it. Folks, what a powerful thought. That, listen, the devil wants to spread a table for you. Oh, the devil, there is pleasure in sin for a season, but for the child of God that understands his shepherd and the love that his shepherd has for him, I don't want that table. I want my shepherd's table. My shepherd has a table spread for me. He has prepared a table for me. Listen, let God choose for you. Let God prepare the table for you. And you can say, The Lord is my shepherd. I don't need it. Oh, folks, today, our good shepherd has himself gone before us into every situation and every extremity of life that we might ever encounter. Our shepherd was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He has known our sufferings. He has experienced our sorrows. And he has endured our struggles in this life. Listen, stop trying to prepare your own table. There's many Christians that treat God like he's not a good cook. There's many Christians that treat God like God just can't prepare my table. God cannot furnish a table for me in this wilderness. God cannot give me what I need in this difficulty of life. Folks, because that our shepherd prepares the table, because of this, he understands us. He has totally identified himself with humanity. He has a care and a compassion for us beyond what we could ever imagine. He prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Folks, let God do the preparing. Let him bless you like he wants to bless you. Let him provide for you. Now, it is well known in our house that I cannot cook, all right? It's well known. Now, if you're a man and you can cook, God bless you, all right? When my wife's not around, it's bad, you know? It's just really bad. It's kind of like, well, what kind of cereal do we have for lunch, all right? You know, I can do that, you know? Or what restaurant has drive-thru open? We can handle that, you know? And you know something? If I tried to prepare something for me or my children, number one, my children wouldn't eat it. And number two, I couldn't eat it, you know? It wouldn't be edible. I'm going to let my wife or let someone else prepare the table. You know what? Sometimes we act like little children before our Father. And we say, I know what's better for my life than what our Savior does. Lord, I know what's better. I don't need your table. I'm going to prepare my own table before me. But he has already anticipated the shepherd's anticipation. Number two, we notice the shepherd's affection. Now, we think about a table. A table is a mark of friendship. It's a mark of communion. It's a mark of fellowship. Why do you think that at Grace Baptist Church, we eat together a lot, you know? I mean, hey, I've had people visit here and they said, boy, I'll tell you, you Baptists know how to eat, don't you? And I'll say, yes, we do. But it's not the eating, it's the fellowship. That's what it really is. In fact, the Bible tells us that we are to fellowship with one another. And guess what? Food, in a sense, enables good fellowship. I mean, you think about it just for a moment. You sit at a table together. You have your family, your friends there. You laugh together. You enjoy a meal together. Why? Because it's a sense of affection. I've been with my wife before where we have gone to a restaurant together. And, you know, I've watched other couples at restaurants. And my wife and I, we enjoy talking and sharing together. But I've seen other couples where they don't even talk at a table. You kind of think, well, what are you all doing out here, you know? Because it's supposed to be communion. There's supposed to be fellowship. And to me, it's a sad situation to see a couple at a table and they're not fellowshipping. There's no affection there. But how many times do I go to God's table and I'm not yielded to Him? I'm not trusting Him. I'm not resting in Him. And you know what I'm doing? I'm just like that couple at the table. I've come to the table, but I'm not speaking to my shepherd. I'm not communing with him. Listen, the table, he prepares a table because of his anticipation for you and me, but also for his affection for you and me. You see, the Lord of glory has prepared a table for us. And he loves you. He loves me. He cares for you. He knows what is best for us. And by the way, we are his honored guest at his table. We may say today, well, Pastor, I understand that we are his sheep. But you know something? The table speaks of something more than just his sheep. It speaks that we are his friends. There's nothing like friendship at a table. There's nothing like it. It's a sign of affection. In fact, God invites us to a feast at his table. In the book of Song of Solomon, you don't have to turn there. In chapter 2 and verse number 4, the Bible says, he brought me to the banqueting house and his banner over me was love. Listen, we kind of sing that song as children, and I enjoy singing that with our kids in school. But the truth of the matter is, God brought us to His banquet house. And God has said, hey, I prepared all this for you out of love, out of affection. You know that when my wife prepares those meals, she does it out of love, out of affection for me and for her children. Why? Because that's what a table spread. It speaks of affection. By the way, the shepherd's affection and his table is not just a love. It's even more than that. Now let's think about just something. Take your Bibles and go to John chapter number 21. John chapter 21. I want to show you some instances where the shepherd laid or prepared a table for his own. Let's think just a moment about Peter. Do you know that Peter was one of the Savior's greatest friends? But what happened to Peter? The Bible says that he denied Christ. And on the third time, he cursed. He went back to his old sailor language so nobody would know that he was identified with Jesus. And the Bible says he cursed. And he said, I know not the man. Oh, Peter, what's happened to Peter? Does God have a table for him? Yes, it's a different kind of table. It's a table of restoration. In fact, in John chapter 21, Jesus has risen from the grave. This is one of the beautiful stories of the 40 days that Jesus dwelt here on earth after his resurrection. And notice what the Bible says in John 21, and we begin in verse number 4. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Now let me say what has happened. Peter said, I go a fishing. Now it's not wrong to fish. But Peter said, I'm going back to my old lifestyle. I'm not going to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. And the disciples followed him. They said, okay, I guess it's over. But the Bible says that Jesus found them. He knew exactly. Now, all of those men, the Lord had a table prepared for them. But specifically, Peter needed a table of restoration. Have you ever needed a table of restoration? Prepare the table. Look what it says. It says that the Lord Jesus, he stood on the shore in verse 4. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. Can I say this to you? Without Jesus, you'll never have spiritual meat. You'll not have fulfillment in your heart and your soul. They said, no, Lord, we have no meat. Now, he was referring to fish there. But we read on, the Bible says in verse 6, and he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat about unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Do you know what Jesus did for the disciples that day? He prepared a table. Now, we understand that the table was, in a sense, a physical time for them to eat. But Jesus was saying to them, men, I love you. Peter, I love you. I know you denied me. But Peter, I'm coming to you. I prepared a table. Sit here with me. Fellowship with me. Let me share my love and my affection for you. And that is what the Savior does for us. Maybe today you need restoration. Well, the Savior has prepared a table for you. He's waiting for you. In a sense, you know what he says to you? Come and dine. Come. Sit at the table. Seek my forgiveness. He will forgive you. Seek my restoration. He will restore you and bring you back into fellowship with him. Because that's what my Savior, my shepherd, is for each and every one of us. It was a table of restoration, but it was also a table not only of restoration, but refreshment. Think just for a moment. Those disciples had been out there fishing all night, and the Bible says they caught nothing. Now that sounds just like me when I go fishing, all right? Because I'm not very patient when it comes to that. But they'd been fishing all night for hours upon hours. These are trained fishermen. They know what to do. And yet God has allowed it to dry up. You know what God did to all those fish? Fish, don't take any of their bait. I'm coming and I'm going to prove a great miracle to those disciples. It was a time of refreshment. Can you imagine what it was like for those disciples when they came to shore and there was Jesus sitting there? The fire had been built. The coals were there. The fish were there. Bread for them. He did all that for them. He did all that just to refresh their souls. Just to say to them, men, I love you. Men, I've risen from the grave. Men, God, I'm going to work in your life. I'm going to meet your every need. Folks, that is what my shepherd does. His table, it's done in anticipation. It's done out of affection. In fact, do you remember the man in the Bible? His name was Mephibosheth. Do you remember that name? Do you know that he was an enemy of David? Really? His family was? But do you remember what David did for Mephibosheth? David prepared a table for his enemy. In fact, the Bible tells us, you don't have to turn there, but in 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 11, it says, "As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons." And down in verse 13, it says, "So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table and was lame on both his feet." Folks, you know what you and I are like? We're just like Mephibosheth. We can't even get to the table. We can't even get there ourselves. And what David did for Mephibosheth, he said, "I'm going to show kindness to the house of Saul." And Mephibosheth, every day, you're eating at my table. I'm going to feed you with the finest and the best. I know you're going to have someone even have to take you to the table. And folks, that is the affection of our Savior for you and me. Now, maybe you're watching this service live stream today. Or maybe you're in our service today and you're without Jesus Christ. Can I tell you what you're like? You're like Mephibosheth. You're lame on your feet. You cannot get to heaven on your own. There is nothing that you could ever do to earn salvation, to earn a privilege to go to heaven, to be with Jesus for all of eternity. That's what God has done for us. He's prepared a table. Do you know how God prepared the table for you and me? By giving His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross to prepare a table for you. Jesus Christ was buried in a borrowed tomb to prepare a table for you. Jesus Christ rose from the grave to prepare a table. That's why He could say in John chapter 14, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Oh, folks, today, if you're without Jesus Christ, He has a table prepared for you. He has everything you could ever need, and He has forgiveness and cleansing. So, the shepherd prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. It is a place of anticipation, a place of affection. Number three, we see not only the shepherd's anticipation, the shepherd's his love, his affection. But number three, we see the sheep's assurance. Now think about this just for a moment. Here is the shepherd. He is leading the sheep. He is taking them to a place where they've never been before. He has already prepared the table before them. He knows that there's food there. He knows there's water there. He knows where all the enemies are. And even in the presence of their enemies, the shepherd is watching. He has a rod. He has a staff. He knows. He's seen signs for those beasts, those animals that might take the life of a sheep. He knows where the dangerous cliffs are. He knows all about it. And the sheep have assurance that the shepherd has already been there. And the shepherd has already prepared a table for them. Can I tell you what brings me great comfort today? It is not that I know about tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know about next week. I don't know about next month. I don't know the future, but my shepherd has already been in my future. and He has already prepared everything that I need day by day. Listen, that's why the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I'm not going to lack anything, not now, not in the future, because the shepherd has already gone there. There is assurance, there is peace, there is comfort. I can trust Him, I can rest in Him, I can come to His table, and I can listen and meditate. Oh, folks, today, when I come to His table, I can only be seated only as I'm willing to sit down and rest. I remember my mom years ago, I was a very active child, I'll just be honest with you. And I was so active at night, sometimes my mom would say, son, go out and run around the house 10 times before you go to bed. Just had energy to burn, you know. That's changed a lot since then. But there was times when I was, food was just something I had to do, you know. I had to do so I could live, you know. I just ate to live, not live to eat. That's changed since that time as well. But anyway, I remember my mom sometimes would say to me, you know, she'd say, son, come in here and eat, and then you can go back outside and play. I mean, I had things to do, you know. It was cats to find and all kinds of things. I mean, you know. No, I'm joking, all right? But anyway, all right? But I remember sometimes I'd come in and I just want to eat while I was standing, you know? Let me just eat something, put some in my pocket, and let's go. But my mom often would say, son, sit down and take a moment and eat your food. You know, so often we are so worried and anxious before our shepherd. We try to prepare the table. We try to look out for our own lives. We try to make a path for ourselves. And so often I believe the shepherd would say to us, sit down, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's the shepherd's table, to come unto him in prayer, to come unto him with his precious word, and to let the Spirit of God speak to you and comfort you and strengthen you and give you what you need day by day. Listen, there is nothing that we lack outside of the shepherd's table for you and me. He has everything. Listen, we often want to participate in partaking of the table without the presence of the enemies. Now, here's something we must consider. David said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, here's what I want you to see this morning in closing. I want to partake of the table, but I don't want the enemies. Lord, get rid of the enemies and then I'll rest. Lord, take care of the enemies and then I'll sit down and eat. But that's not how the Lord works in our lives. Do you know that the presence of the enemies causes the sheep to draw near to the shepherd? All of us have something in our minds at times we think about. We think of some place where we could go, some life that we could live, to where we would be rid of all our enemies. It might be the enemy of sickness. It might be the enemy of financial stress. It might be the enemy of confrontation or contention. It might be the enemy of whatever it may be. But we have an ideal that, boy, one day, I'll finally come to the place to where I can come to His table without the enemies. But that's not how God works. Now, I want you to hear me out, because I think this is so important for us at a time in our country right now. It is in the presence of our enemies that we recognize our need for the Lord. Listen, those sheep, they would have never trusted the shepherd unless they knew about the enemies. The enemies were real. The enemies were there, but the shepherd was there as well. Listen, folks, stay close to Jesus. Lean on the Lord. If there was ever a time when you came by faith and you trusted the Lord and you rested in the Lord and you dined at His table that He has prepared for you, then I'm going to tell you something. You will see that He prepared the table before you in the presence of your enemies. You know, so often we want everything to be perfect before we come to the table. We think sometimes I got to get everything straightened out of my life before I come to the table. I want rid of all my enemies before I come to the table. Then I'll rest in the Lord. Then I'll draw nigh to God. But it's in the presence of our enemies that we recognize how much we need the Lord. Do you know what you want and what I want? We want smooth sailing in life. Would you agree with that? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. But I think we all want that. What we want is easy living. We want there to be no bend in the road, no rough places in life. That's what we want. But what do we expect to get with that kind of a life? Can I tell you this? What we get is a weak, anemic life that does not call on an almighty God to provide the table that He is able to provide. When we come to the table, we come because of the enemies. Do you know those sheep are very aware that there are poisonous plants out there? Those sheep are very aware of the enemies. They get scared so easily. But when the shepherd is there, he's prepared a table. They must trust Him. They must know that the place He has brought them is the place that He has brought them to. And He's going to take care of them. I'll tell you what happens to us sometimes in our lives. We may think, well, this is the wrong place. I got to get out of here. I got to flee from this place. But the shepherd brought you. And there He has prepared a table in the presence of your enemies. And we want to get rid of all the enemies. But it's in the midst of our enemies that we learn to trust the shepherd. We learn to draw nigh to the shepherd. I wonder, one day we might get to heaven and the Lord might say to you and me, I had so much food on the table for you. I had so much of grace and mercy and peace. I had so much of my blessing, but you didn't eat it. You didn't take it. You were too busy trying to provide your own mercy and grace and your own peace. You were trying to provide your own blessing when I had it at the table. It was there for you. Oh, folks, we fail to see that it is in the presence of our enemies that we are driven to God's table to take from the Lord what we must have to live. I remember my wife and I, when we were getting ready to get married, you have kind of storybook ideas about what your life is going to be like, don't you? It's like a fairy tale. There's nothing wrong with dreaming and all of that. But I didn't expect to have heartache and sorrow. I didn't expect there to be enemies. I didn't even think about that. I just knew I loved my wife and she loved me and we were thankful to be together. But guess what? We dealt with enemies. Trials and heartaches and sorrows to come. But it's those things that draw us near to Christ. It is in the presence of our enemies that we come and we dine by faith. We sit by faith and we trust in Him by faith. Some of you think, if I can just get rid of this and get rid of this and that. And I'm not talking about sin habits. I'm not talking about things that we are doing in disobedience to God. I'm talking about the enemies in our life. The heartaches, the trials, the things that disturb us, the afflictions of our heart. We want rid of all those things. Then we'll come. It is in the presence of our enemies. That's how we come. Folks, you may say, well, what about the enemies, Pastor? I've got them. Do not worry about the enemies. Just look at your shepherd. Because He has prepared a table before you in the presence of our enemies. And God delights to prove Himself in the presence of our enemies. He loves to step into our life to bring protection and to safety. He loves to draw us nigh to Him because He has a table spread for you and me. Folks, by faith, let us claim what God has for us at His table. God has everything you need. Listen, what if I came home today and I said, boy, I'm hungry, honey. I'm starving. I'm really hungry. And there on the table is, you know, the pot roast and everything that I could ever desire to fill my soul. But if I walked around the table worrying and fretting and I'm so hungry, my wife would say, honey, stop. Sit down. I prepared it for you. It's for you, honey. It's good. It's nourishment. But so often we walk around the table rather than sitting at God's table. We hurry about the table rather than sitting at the table. By faith, we must dine at God's table by faith, trusting Him that He has prepared a table, that He has gone before us. He knows what tomorrow holds. Folks, do not count the foes. Do not count the enemies. It's in the presence of our enemies that God has a table for us. By the way, take from the table what you need. You know something? I don't think my wife would say today, honey, now you've had enough roast beef. That's enough right now. We might have a little confrontation at the table, right? She would never do that. My mom never did that. My mom never said, son, that's enough. We've never done that with our children. Can I tell you something? God will never do that with you. Take from the table that He has prepared for you what you need. Listen, this morning, what is your need? You're here today or watching online. Do you need Jesus as your Savior? Then take from the table. He's prepared a table. He's given His only begotten Son just for you. And you will not get to heaven without Jesus. But if today you're living in fear, take from the table and find rest in your soul. What do you need today? Take from God's table. Appropriate by faith what you need this day that is troubling you. This day, what are your enemies? God has prepared a table in the presence of your enemies, in the midst of what is going on. He has everything for you. Oh, folks, if God has given us His Son, then He will give us everything else. In closing, would you go to Romans chapter number 8? Romans chapter 8 in closing today. And let us come, if you would please, to verse number 31. And I want you to notice this, these few verses here in closing. Aren't you thankful today that God has prepared a table for you and me? You know what? This morning early, when I was thinking about this, I began to think back through my life. God prepared a table of a friendship. God prepared the table for my precious wife. He prepared. God prepared this and that. I looked back on my life. I'm sure that I did not recognize every table He has ever laid, but it's there. And He did it out of anticipating what I needed. He did it out of affection. But He did it so that I could have assurance and I could trust Him. Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? What are these things? Enemies, trials. If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Folks, this morning, God has gone before you. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God has prepared everything you need. Can I invite you today to come and dine? When I was 17 years of age, I was so hungry. Oh, not for physical food, but for spiritual food. I was lost without Jesus Christ. At the age of 17, I came to the table that He'd prepared by giving His only begotten Son to die on the cross to pay for my sin debt. And I came to the table and I said, God, forgive me of my sin and accept me into Your family. Can I tell you what He did? He filled me with everlasting life that day. He let me drink of the water that I would never thirst again. I got it at His table. But so often in life, during times of trial, I come to God and I say, God, get rid of this. Lord, this affliction, this trial, this heartache, this sorrow. But He doesn't take it away because He has a table spread for me in the presence of my enemies. He's already gone before. He knows all things. He does all things well. Trust Him. If God before you, and if God has gone before you, who or what can be against us? If He did not spare His own Son, He gave His Son for you, then He's going to give you anything in life. Everything is found at His table. Folks, our Shepherd brings us to His table. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, it was such a blessing to be able to preach to Your people, but Lord, they're my people, and I'm so grateful to be a part of this church. Lord, we know that You love us, and You're our shepherd that goes before us. Thank You that You care for us. You anticipate what we need. Lord, that You daily are working in our lives. Thank you for your table of affection to bring us great assurance and peace in our life. Lord, would you bless this invitation? Thank you that we can have one today. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Would there be anybody here seated in this auditorium that would say, Pastor, I do not know Jesus as my Savior, but would you pray for me? I need Jesus as my Savior. I don't know where I'd go if I died. Pray for me this morning, Pastor. Would you lift your hand and hold it up high? That's me. Would you pray for me? Now, child of God, may I ask you, how many would say, Pastor, I'm going to be honest. I have not been sitting at my shepherd's table. Pastor, I'm going to be honest. I've just not been. Whatever that may be in your life, you say, Pastor, pray for me. Would you lift your hand and that's me? I've not been sitting at his table. Pray for me. Amen. Amen. Yes. Oh, listen, you will go hungry and you will be so unfilled in life if you do not come to his table. Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Maybe this morning, God has dealt with you. You'd like to leave your seat and come. And maybe you just come and like to thank the Lord for his table. Maybe you'd like to come and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you and depend upon you. Or maybe today God has dealt with you in a specific way and you want to come and say, Lord, I'm coming. I want to come and dine. Father, we pray you'd bless this invitation. Lord, help us to be obedient to thee. Thank you for your love and mercy. And thank you for your table. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's take our hymnals and go to hymn number 312. Jesus, I come out of my bondage, sorrow and night. Jesus, I come. He's invited you. Would you come? If God has dealt with you, would you leave your seat and come and spend some time at this altar? Brother Stevenson is going to lead us in hymn number 312.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into thy freedom, gladness and light. Jesus, I come to thee. Sickness into thy health, out of my want and into
standing there. We are going to have an offering. It's just going to be at the doors. And if you can be faithful in your giving. And let me say, I've just been so encouraged by the giving of God's people. And of course, you can still give online. You can mail your tithe in. Or now you can bring it to the church or you can give it while in church. All right. But thank you for your faithfulness. The men will be at the doors. If you can have your tithe ready, that would be great. My wife and I are going to be standing at the doors as well. Now, please know, if you just want to say Good to see you. See you later. All right. That's perfectly fine. That's not going to offend me whatsoever. But you're welcome to shake our hand. That's perfectly fine. We'll shake your hand. There is hand sanitizer out there. There's gloves. There's masks. All of that. We'll keep that out there. And if you want to stop by the restrooms and look at those, the nursery, you can look at that too. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we pray that you'll be here. And let me say this to you. I'm so grateful to see all of you. I've missed you. You have no idea. And I'm just so grateful that we can be back in the house of the Lord together. Brother Stevenson, come and close this word of prayer. The offering will be at the doors, and my wife and I will say hello to you on the way out.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the day that you have given us and allowing us to be able to meet. And Lord, thank you for all of the provision that you have given us. Thank you for your table that you have set. And Lord, I pray that we would choose to come to the table. We would choose to be blessed and be protected. Lord, I pray that you would help us to realize what we have in you for our salvation and for our strength every single day. Lord, I pray that you'd be with us, encourage us now, and bring us back tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.